madami tayong mga assumptions na nagkakamali. Ang tingin ko, and I have been really working extremely actively through this think tank to understand that a lot of our policymaking is not based on accurate accurate archaeology, accurate history. There is a huge gap between scholarly work and policy work. Walang organic links. The only organic links are in the field of economics and maybe a little bit in the field of sociology, where the academics in economics are actually the policymakers in the economic life of the country. There is no organic link between, let's say, the archaeologists in the Philippines and policymakers. None. And therefore, we run into all sorts of problems with, for example, language policy, pabalik-balik, ganyan. We have a lot of problems with the national narrative. Now, the national narrative is a dangerous one as far as I'm concerned, because it's not informed by new science, by updated science, and it's not informed by updated critical thinking. A lot of the parts of our national narrative is actually racist. And so, mahirap ang ating policymakers. So, ang tingin ko, you can actually keep going with our poverty alleviation procedures, and you know, with a government like ours today, you probably are going to have sasablayan, kasi unang-unang kokonti ang magagaling na policymakers dito sa administrasyon ito at saka yung kay Duterte. But I'm saying that even with the best of our policymakers, sumasablay tayo sa culture. And if that goes on and on and on, then we can keep throwing money into all of these really gut problems and never see the end of it, because our formulations and our assumptions are not informed by updated science on the Philippines.